Hey.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to continue to dive into our file of interviews I did recently at the L.A. International Auto Show. What do we got on tap in this hour? A couple of cool ones. Derek Jenkins, he's the head of design for Mazda. Mazda is going through some interesting things. They've got a new vehicle out for 2011, the Mazda 5, the second generation of that vehicle. Derek talks about that and also about a striking concept car that was unveiled in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, not destined for production, but it's a sedan that definitely has the profile of a coupe. And I guess more importantly, shows us a look at what is going to be the new face of Mazda products going forward. Also in this hour, had the opportunity to chat with the gentleman who is the global head of performance vehicles for the Ford Motor Company. And a little later on in this hour, we'll play that interview and we'll hear all about the new 2012 Ford Focus, and in particular, the sporting version of that vehicle, which is called the ST. For many, many years, the folks over in Europe got a different Ford Focus than what we got here in North America. But for the first time, this is a global platform, so the same exact Focus that is sold in Europe and other parts of the world will be the same one that you'll be able to purchase, I believe, beginning in February or March of 2011 here in the U.S. Many journalists have complained over the years that the European versions were a lot more responsive, a lot more sportier, and certainly there were so many different incarnations of Focus vehicles, including all-wheel drive ones. But we're going to see this ST, and it's a step forward, to say the least. Along the way, I'm going to tell you all kinds of automotive news, and we'll throw out a trivia question. You can reach us anytime throughout the broadcast at our regular number. Matt is standing by at network headquarters, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email. Probably the easiest one is my other website besides autoworldradio.com, boblongradio.com, and the email address is bob@boblongradio.com, all one word, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to the news desk and head out to Long Island, where Jeff Bressler is standing by with an update. What's going on, Jeff?
The 2011 Chevrolet Volt plug-in hybrid got not one, but three different mileage ratings from the EPA last week. On electricity alone, the Volt achieves the equivalent of 93 miles per gallon. Powered solely by the gasoline engine, the Volt gets 37 miles per gallon. And running on a combination of electricity and gasoline, the Volt will get 60 miles per gallon. The federal government has rated the Nissan Leaf, the battery-powered car, scheduled to go on sale next month in five states, as getting the fuel equivalent of 99 miles a gallon, Nissan announced last week. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a preliminary investigation into whether some Honda hybrid vehicles are prone to unintended acceleration. The federal auto safety regulator said last week it had agreed to look into a complaint stemming from a fatal July 2005 crash. The redesigned 2012 Ford Focus, loaded with electronic gadgets, is getting a marketing campaign that employs, naturally enough, heavy internet marketing. In the world of motorsports, NASCAR Sprint Cup Series team Richard Petty Motorsports began its restructuring program last week, releasing approximately 60% of its workforce. Lotus will join Chevrolet and Honda as engine suppliers for the Izod IndyCar series during the 2012 season, and Austin Coyle has left his role as longtime crew chief for 15-time NHRA Funny Car Champion John Force at John Force Racing. This has been Jeff Bressler for Auto World News.
Thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on that. And one of these days we get to get Jeff on the program with us live to talk motorsports and other stuff, because Jeff is a really expert guy when it comes to such things. Well, let's see how much of an expert you are in the realm of automotive trivia. We're going to have a little bit of fun here. Let's throw out a question, and then we'll talk to John in Iowa. The question is, why don't we make it a question from more recent times? We're looking for the three-seater supercar from a British manufacturer sold in very limited numbers in the 1990s. What was the three-seater British supercar sold during the decade of the 1990s in very limited numbers? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. John joins us in Iowa, listening on KXEL. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm sorry I do not know the answer, but I think the trivia question previously.
You know the answer to the Cadillac question. Is that correct? Oh, looks like we may have lost him, Matt. Is he?
Yep. Hello?
Okay, we got you back. So
okay. I'm working in the garage. I'm in a saw, and I think the question earlier was the Cadillac Cimarron.
Yes.
That's already been answered.
It has, but you're such a good guy, and I'm in such a decent mood here, we're going to give you a prize anyway. Let's ask you the other poll question that I asked the gentleman who got it right, and that's about the rumors that, of course, Chrysler is now owned by Fiat, or at least in partnership with Fiat, and they're thinking about doing maybe a Jeep Grand Cherokee Dodge Durango-based Maserati SUV. Do you think that's a good idea? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. It's probably too pricey for me, so I'll have to pass on that. So
what are you working on in the garage? That's more
important. I'm putting in a bench.
Good for you. Excellent. Well, hang on the line for Matt, and we'll get all your information, and we'll get a prize out to you in the coming weeks. And thank you very much for joining us on KXEL. Again, the trivia question in this hour of the broadcast is about a British supercar maker. They made this car in very limited numbers. It's considered by many to be kind of the holy grail of performance supercars. Three-seater. The driver sat in the middle. It had a BMW 12-cylinder engine midship. It was a manual transmission vehicle. I believe less than a few hundred were made. Don't know the exact number. A number of celebrities own them. I know Jay Leno has one. I know that, believe it or not, Ralph Lauren has several of them. Ralph Lauren, the clothing designer, is actually a pretty good car guy. They did a museum exhibit about Ralph Lauren's cars a number of years back, and he loves this particular vehicle. And the other clue about this particular vehicle is its manufacturer has done some collaborations with Mercedes-Benz in recent years, and for this year, for 2011 upcoming, they're introducing their first new supercar, and I won't tell you much more because I'm going to give away the answer. But what was the name of this supercar from the 1990s that had three seats? Imagine that. The driver sat in the middle, two passengers on either side. The idea behind that was to make it more like a race car experience, because if you're driving an open wheel race car, like an Indy race car, an IRL race car, you're basically sitting there in the middle of the chassis with the wheels right on both sides of you, equal distant, so you don't have to worry about driving a vehicle either left-hand drive or right-hand drive. You're middle drive. I just made that up. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or email me up anytime. You can email me up, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Coming up, hopefully next week, listen up there, KXEL, including members of the KXEL organization. We're going to do an hour on the Porsche 917. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network. And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We so appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the telephone number. Toll free, so feel free from anywhere across North America, whether you're listening on the great affiliate station that you're tuned into or whether you're listening via the internet at GCNLive.com. We're on Channel 3 right now, GCN Live. And speaking of GCN Live, if you log on there and you go to my section on the GCN Live page, you can find links to subscribe to our podcast, 100% free, also archives of the show, and you can listen to the show even via your telephone anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The previous week's show is playing at all times, and if you have a mobile device, an iPhone or something like that, a BlackBerry, the folks at GCN have an application that will enable you to listen to the network right there on your mobile device. So do that, please. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, we are looking for the maker of the much sought after rare supercar from the British manufacturer that had three seats across, the driver in the middle, BMW 12-cylinder engine out back. It made about 600 horsepower or so. What vehicle am I referring to? 800-259-9231. Jeff joins us in Michigan. Jeff, thank you for calling in. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Whereabouts in Michigan are you?
I'm on my way back to Saginaw.
Oh, wonderful. Lots of great folks in Michigan. Always love hearing from you guys. So what was the name of this wonderful supercar that today is worth millions of dollars?
McLaren F1.
You got it. Congratulations. Have you ever seen an F1 in person?
Yes, I have.
Oh, wow. You're very lucky because not too many people have. I've seen them at some car shows, some Concours events. Never seen one on the highway, though. Where did you see yours?
The Detroit Auto Show.
Oh, good for you. Are you going to the Detroit Auto Show for 2011?
Most likely, yes.
Good. Excellent. Well, I'll be there during press days. Always enjoy it. And let's hope. I know a number of manufacturers that have shied away in the last couple of years are coming back for this year, including Porsche, so that's good news for the city of Detroit. I'm friends with Alto Reed, who was Bob Seger's saxophonist, original member of the Silver Bullet Band, and he just did a wonderful charity event at the Fillmore in downtown Detroit last Friday night, raising money for Goodwill Industries and raising money to get more jobs back in Detroit. That's what we need to do, right?
It's a good thing. That is a very good thing.
Absolutely. Well, hang on for Matt. He's the producer running the show at the network, and he's going to get all of your information and keep listening there in the great state of Michigan. We so appreciate it. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Still to come in this hour of the broadcast, we've got a couple of cool interviews in the can, as they say in the radio business. We've got Derek Jenkins, the head of Mazda Design, to tell us all about the new Mazda 5 and also the concept vehicle unveiled in Los Angeles. And also we've got, what's the other one that we've got that's really cool? Oh, the gentleman, the Frenchman from Ford, who's going to be telling us about the new sporty version, high-performance version of the 2012 Ford Focus. I believe, no doubt, they'll be showing that at the Detroit Auto Show, which is known, of course, also as the North American International Auto Show. I've been going to that show for at least the last 10 years or so, and this year it's a little bit up in the air, but I'm hoping I'm going to be able to go and bring you lots of cool interviews here at Auto World Central and online at autoworld.com. Certainly love covering that event and one of the great automotive happenings of the year. Well, let's talk about some of the other stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Certainly there are lots of cool new vehicles on the horizon. One of the vehicles that was being kind of sold to me by the folks at BMW is the new BMW X3. I am a late-in-life dad, or as some would say, an old dad. I have a daughter who is 2 months old, and I need a family car. So I'm doing a little bit of family car shopping, and, of course, if price were no object, I'd have no problem. I could pick one of the real high-end super sedans that are out there, and that would suit me just fine. But unfortunately, price is a problem for me, as it is for most Americans, and so I'm checking out a variety of sedans and crossover sport utility vehicles, and I'm trying to make a choice, and then I'm going to pull the trigger one of these days because The vehicles that we have here in the Long family are of the sporting variety, so not exactly a family variety. I do get to drive press cars. Very fortunate to be able to do that and report on that on this broadcast, as well as my other website, which is thelongdrive.com. I have a syndicated daily feature, which is heard right here on Auto World, as well as a number of other radio stations and networks around the country, which shines a spotlight on various things within the automotive world, including new car reviews. So always lucky to get behind the wheel of a lot of the cool vehicles from various manufacturers up here in the New England Motor Press pool. So for all of the manufacturers listening, wherever you are, keep sending all the cool cars up here to New England. We don't get some of the stuff that is seen out in California. A lot of my California friends are always showing off, telling me that they've got this vehicle or that vehicle, but That's what happens when you live in California, and the weather is wonderful year-round. And, of course, there's a lot of celebrities, and there's a lot of money out there. There's no question about that. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Speaking of the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, let's talk Cadillac a little bit more. We had a Cadillac trivia question a little bit earlier in the broadcast, and Cadillac showed off a rather interesting concept vehicle. Definitely not going to make it to production, but they'll be showing it off at the Detroit Auto Show, getting more feedback on it. It's called the ULC, which stands for the Urban Luxury Concept. And it's the smallest vehicle that Cadillac has ever done. I did an interview with Clay Dean, who is the director of design for Cadillac, and he told us about some of the things that he did with this vehicle that make it quite unique. Number one, of course, it's got that same edgy Cadillac styling that Cadillac has been playing with in recent years, called Art and Science. It's not unlike what you see on the current day CTS, but this vehicle is, significantly smaller. Matter of fact, it's only 151 inches long. That's 40 inches shorter than the CTS, but the wheels are pushed out to the corners of the vehicle, and the wheelbase is only 16 inches shorter than the CTS. The coolest part of this vehicle, it's got exotic scissors-type doors, and it's a four-seater. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Well, I saw that it's gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the Los Angeles International Auto Show, the recently concluded press days, and right now we're going to tell you about an exciting vehicle, made its world debut at the Paris Auto Show just a little while back. It's North American debut here in the Los Angeles Auto Show, and to tell us all about it is Yost Capito, the Director of Global Performance Vehicles and Motorsports Business Development for the Ford Motor Company. Yost, thank you for joining us, and how are you today?
Yeah, I'm great, and thank you very much for inviting me for the interview.
Sure. Well, I'm very excited about the vehicle you're going to be telling us all about. This is the brand new 2012 Ford Focus ST. This is the performance variant of the new Global Focus, and something Americans have been waiting for a long time, because for a long time Americans have longed to have the Focus vehicles that have been sold in Europe. But now we have a global platform, so we're going to have those same vehicles. And this ST is the same vehicle sold in Europe that's going to be sold here in the U.S.?
Yeah, and you see the vehicle we show here at the LA show, that is the show car, exactly the identical show car we showed in Paris for the first time. And the good news, I would say, for the U.S. customers is that it will be the identical car. There will be no difference between those two cars. Everything that the American customers and the car enthusiasts say, okay, we want that good cars that you sell in Europe and with the setup, it will be here. So it will be the same chassis setup, the same engine calibration. It will be the same, even the same sports tires on the car, so that we do not compromise anything on the good things we have done in Europe. And the new Focus is the base car, is another improvement of the old European Focus, so or the outrunning European Focus. So now all the good things we put into the ST as well, and this will come here as it is in Europe, and we do a lot of development on the Nordschleife, so it will be a really fantastic performance vehicle.
Oh, that sounds great. Tell us about the power plant that's in the ST. I understand this power plant puts out quite an amazing amount of power considering its size.
Yeah, we put the Focus ST will have the 2-liter EcoBoost engine that also will power, for example, the Edge.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a complete different calibration, so we get a complete different character out of this engine. And we get to 247 brake horsepower, what is in Europe 250 PS. So
yeah.
And a huge torque and a very wide rev range. And I think that identifies our performance vehicles, that we are really looking that we get the advantage of a high low-end torque, but we can rev the engine also high. So you get rewarded if you drive in high gears and you just get always the acceleration. But then you want a track or you want to push it and you rev it high, it's also a great sound, it's a great acceleration, and it's a great feel to push the car.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about the suspension technology on the ST. How does it differ from the regular Focus?
Very much we can carry over a lot from the regular Focus. Of course, we do a complete new damper setting and spring setting, and we will have some new technology on the steering as well that people will be surprised of. So I can't talk about the details.
Okay.
Yet, but there's a lot to come, and also we have bigger wheels, wider tires, and we are also working on some more details on the suspension that you need for performance vehicles. So, but in principle, the base Focus chassis is good enough to make a great performance car out of it.
Tell us a little bit about the look of the Focus ST. This is the performance Focus. Does it have a very aggressive look?
It has a very sporty look.
Okay.
And we think that a sporty look doesn't mean very aggressive. And
mm-hmm.
I think the good sports cars, when you look at the good sports cars and the great sports cars and sports
sure.
companies, they don't look aggressive anymore.
Yeah.
They look just sporty and nice.
Yeah.
So that's what we, when you look at the Focus ST, I think you will find the same attributes on the Focus ST. So it's not aggressive, but it's very sporty.
Very sporty.
And you see the difference to the base vehicle. And it's got a spoiler in the rear, like between the spoiler and the wing. And it's very efficient, it's very aerodynamically effective, but it's not like a boy racer.
Very good. Bring us inside the Focus ST. I would imagine, being a performance vehicle, it probably has some special performance touches.
I think the first thing you will notice when you see the kind you get in the car is the fantastic Recaro seats.
Oh, wow.
And we're working with Recaro in Europe for many years, and now we work in the US as well. You know that the Boss and the new GT500 come with a Recaro seat. And they are, and this is the next step in our relationship with Recaro, and of course for the Focus ST we'll have the Recaro seats as well, and we work very closely with Recaro so that we get the seats exactly as we wanted. And who ever had a chance to sit in one of the European Focus ST, this is also the next step in the evolution of the Recaro seats for the Focus, and that's the first thing you feel when you get in the car. And we very much believe it, an enthusiast car is a driver's car, and you have to get in the car and you need all the touch points need to be perfect. So that's the seat, then the steering wheel. We do a new rim on the steering wheels and with different touch points, with different thickness, different leather, and also the pedals. We do the aluminium pedals so that everything you touch is perfect for a sporty feel and for car enthusiasts. And then also we added some gauges. We added the gauges what the performance driver enthusiast wants to see. If you've got turbo boost engine, you want to see your boost. You want to be in charge. You want to see where your oil temperature, your oil pressure is. Because, you know, you want to warm up your engine before you get really on boost. So you want to see where you are. And you get these additional gauges viewed from the middle console to the driver. So that you are always in full command. You know where your engine conditions is. And that is part of the experience in driving a performance vehicle. And also the difference you will also see, and for me it's a very important difference, that you have a black headliner
mm-hmm.
and a black A-pillar, so you don't get any reflections in your screen, and you
sure.
can really embed it in the car. And it's different what you want from the base car. You want more openness, you want to be not really integrated, but on a performance vehicle you want to be integrated. You want all the functions of a performance vehicle. And for us is form follows function. That is
mm-hmm.
our main theme for all of our performance vehicles.
Excellent. Tell us about the transmission in the Focus ST.
We'll have a 6-speed manual gearbox, no automatic, because that's, again, we believe that shifting is part of the experience of driving a car. Because we like, when we in SVT and the European performance team that is called Team RS, we're working as one team now, so I'm heading both teams and we integrated them. And what we think, we want to be in full control, and there, if you really enjoy driving and you're a car enthusiast, the shifting is part of it. Yeah, you brake with your shifting. You go and you shift down and you use it. You use the clutch and everything for braking the corner. Braking, then you want to fast shift. I think that it's going a little bit away, this experience. What we believe, it's still there and it's part of driving a performance vehicle.
Very well said. Tell us about when we'll see the ST available here in North America. When can folks see them at their local North American Ford dealers?
During 2012, and it's very much the same time as it is in Europe. So it's not we launch first in Europe and then after a while here.
Good news.
It will be very much on the same time.
Excellent.
And it will be built in the U.S. too. So we will build it in Europe and the U.S., exactly identical cars. So that makes also what is important for us, that our performance vehicles are affordable. Yeah, we want to do it for car enthusiasts, and they should be able on buying those cars. So we don't compromise on the car itself, on the technology, on the settings, but we find the best economic way to build the car here and in Europe, exactly identical cars, so that really the customers get a really good value for money. And we make some money as well for it, because if we wouldn't make money for it, we wouldn't get another performance vehicle, because they would be stopped.
That's so true. Well, it's a pleasure chatting with you here at the LA Auto Show. Can't wait to check out the North American debut of the 2012 Focus ST, and you can do so right here in LA. Jose Capito, Director of Global Performance Vehicles and Motorsports Business Development for the Ford Motor Company. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll take a pit stop, and then more of our coverage is around the bend.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are back here in Los Angeles bringing you extensive coverage of the L.A. Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, alongside a gentleman we've had with us many times before. He is the Director of Design for Mazda, Derek Jenkins. Welcome back to the program. How you doing, Derek?
I'm doing great. It's an exciting day.
Big exciting day. Lots of cool stuff to talk about. Let's begin by talking about the new Mazda 5 unveiled here in Los Angeles, a very important vehicle. And tell us the story of the new incarnation.
Yeah, you know, the Mazda 5 is an interesting story because the prior model was kind of unique to the market. You know, it was a different size than the other MPVs that were available and really found a really good home in this market. The car's been very successful all around the world, especially in Europe, where that kind of mid-size MPV is much more the mainstay. And it's turning out to be an emerging segment here. So that car did really well, and now we've revised the entire design. It's an entirely new car, and it's a big step forward. It's got a lot more Mazda-ness in it, a lot more what you wouldn't expect in your typical MPV, and we're really excited about it.
Tell us a little bit about that injection of Mazda DNA. I'm getting the feeling, I haven't seen it yet, that this new Mazda 5's got a lot more of that zoom, zoom, a lot more of that kind of cutting edge of Mazda design and technology.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that car is really the result of several years of concept vehicles in the Nagari form language that Mazda did for the last few years. And this kind of culminated in the design of this car, with the fluid line elements and overall surface texture. So the car is very dynamic for an MPV. And again, I have to say MPV because people have a certain perception of MPV or minivan. And we really feel like this new Mazda 5 sits outside that perception and is quite bold in that respect. And in that way, fitting to the Mazda brand.
Tell us a little bit about the functionality of this vehicle. It seems like this is kind of a growing segment. There are a number of vehicles out there in the marketplace. You guys were really the first to bring this type of vehicle to market, but buyers that generally gravitate towards these vehicles like to have a lot of functionality, a lot of storage capability in a rather small package. And from a designer's perspective, that can't be an easy objective to achieve.
Certainly. I mean, I think the big challenge with a vehicle like this is, you know, focusing on the type of customer that really is buying this. And we're looking at younger families, and oftentimes they're moving up from some other C-Compact or some small crossover. They're looking for more space, but not necessarily wanting this really oversized MPV or minivan. And we're finding that the space versatility in the Mazda 5 is really fitting those needs. You know, with how the seats fold down, we've really been able to make the seats a lot leaner and thinner to create more packaging space. Just the overall versatility, still managing to get a third row, but giving that versatility that is quite surprising for people in the smaller package. And I think that combination is what makes it so appealing, because people realize, gosh, I really don't need such a large vehicle to move my stuff around and to move my, in some cases, my young family around. And that's what makes it, I think, unique and appealing.
From a designer's perspective, when you look at the sheet metal of the Mazda 5, the all-new one, what are some of the elements of the vehicle that you're most proud of?
Well, the car, again, the body side of the vehicle is the minivan tends to be taller than a normal sedan or hatch. And so we have large surfaces to work with on the side of the car. And the Nagara form languages have been implemented really nicely there. Very prominent front fender and a real fluid nature to the car that gives it a nice dynamic flow, which is the whole point of Nagara. And it's done in a way that is both bold but in a tasteful level that I think people could live with over time and should age quite well, you know. And that's, as a designer, very important that we don't just make a big splash and then it's a trend that disappears. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very much at Mazda very much about continuity and growth and evolution and design, because design is always changing and people expect that from us.
That's great. When will the Mazda 5 be available for purchase at Mazda dealerships around North America? How far out is it? Has that been announced yet, or is that something we're going to see?
Yeah, early January.
So early January, not that far out then.
Yeah.
The other big news of the show here is a concept vehicle. I haven't seen it yet, but it looks absolutely gorgeous. This is a very sleek four-door coupe-esque vehicle. It's got a very unique name. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, this is the Mazda Shinari concept, which we just finished. And I was just mentioning how design is always a mm-hmm. progression. It's an evolution, and that's the next incarnation of, or if you will, the next chapter in the Mazda design story. And it's really taking many of the things that we've learned and established with Nagare and taking it to the next level. And that was really a challenge that my boss, Iko Maeda, kind of put towards us when he came on board last year. You know, it's like we've established a strong lineage with Nagare, but how do we really take it to the next level and bring the brand image with it? You know, and with Shinari, it's all about tension and creating this lean, athletic quality to the car. Very dynamic, very lean, a little bit cleaner than the Nagare series of cars, a little bit more mature, but every bit as emotional and dynamic. This car also brings in the new face for our cars, and that's really the focus on the headlights, which we consider like eyes, and the grille, which is like a mouth, and really getting it a little bit more focused and a little bit more sophisticated feeling to the car, and a lot of focus on surface quality, trim, detail, headlight detail, things like that. Likewise, on the interior is a whole new approach for Mazda. Very dynamic, very sporty, with quite traditional but premium materials applied.
Let's talk a little bit more about the interior, because you guys have had some award-winning interiors with some recent production vehicles, so I'm interested to hear more about this concept vehicle. What type of unique materials are you using, and tell us a little bit more about the interior design, the center stack, and perhaps some of the other interior elements.
Right. You know, it's a funny thing, because interior design is really where so much of the competitive fight is going on between automakers right now. It's really an area where it's one of the most challenging areas to really improve and upgrade, and so we've been focused on that with Shinari. The seating is very much focused around the driver. It's very driver-oriented is what we call it. It's got a kind of cockpit feel. The dynamic lines of the interior really wrap and cocoon the driver, and the sensation when you first get in the car is really like before you would even start the vehicle, you're ready to go. And it, again, comes back to that whole feeling of zoom, zoom. It's not only the way the car looks or the way the car drives. It's how it feels even when you first sit in it. That's the tactile nature of the steering wheel and the controls. So we've been very focused on that. For the materials on this vehicle, we were concentrated on traditional materials in a way. It was tempting to look at synthetics and full-on green materials, but in this case, we wanted the car to have the sophistication of fine leather goods or a fine watch and to bring that into a segment that's more value-oriented like Mazda's focused on, we think would have a real appeal to our customers as they mature up through our vehicle range. And so that's really what this interior embodies, that sophistication.
Let's talk just a little bit more about the new face of Mazda, which is showcased here on this concept vehicle. Again, not an easy thing to do because, you know, it's certainly very, very important for a brand to have a specific look. So when you were sculpting that face, what were some of the elements that you were looking for, and what were some of the features that were must to have in this new design look for Mazda?
Yeah. I mean, we've been very focused on how to evolve the face because our current face is good and it's bold and it's something that's recognizable for a distance. From a distance, what we wanted to do is put a little bit more focus and kind of intensity, if you will, into the face of the vehicle. With the Shinari, the grill area is more precise and sharp and tensioned, and it's more upright, both in frontal profile and in side profile. So that gives it a little bit more of this forward, aggressive feel without being overly aggressive. And then likewise, the eyes, the lights of the vehicle have gotten much leaner and slimmer. And then the big feature is now the trim element that runs around the grille also then cuts into the headlights to create this kind of U-mouth feature. And that's going to be a really prominent element as we evolve this forward into our main, you know, mainstream production vehicles. And I think it's something that we've established a basic formula that can be evolved for several models into the future.
Very good. Derek, it seems like you're really, really excited about this concept vehicle, which makes me want to really get done with my broadcast day here and get a look at it. Thank you so much for your time here, and congratulations on the all-new Mazda 5 and this new concept car. And we look forward to further updates for Mazda as we're just kicking off the auto season. I can't believe the new car season has begun once again.
That's amazing. It never ends, does it?
No.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. That's right. He's Derek Jenkins. He's the gentleman who's in charge of design for Mazda. Thank you again, Derek.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.